Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and director for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everybody. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety. And today I'm telephone conferencing with Luis Garcia. And Luis is the lieutenant colonel with the Florida Wing Civil Air Patrol. And he's the chief of staff. And he's in Washington, D.C. Is that right, Luis? Or are you already back in Florida?
No, unfortunately, I'm still in Washington, Obi.
Still in Washington. And what brings you to Washington, by the way?
My work has got me traveling. Had to get me away from Florida, but meetings and a lot of fun like that.
Okay, and you're working with the military and the government, is that correct?
Yes, I work for the Department of Defense.
Department of Defense. Okay, so you're very much involved with the Civil Air Patrol, with the Department of Defense and many aspects, and I believe for a while you were based over at MacDill Air Force Base, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you are with the Civil Air Patrol, and for those listeners that don't really know what the Civil Air Patrol is, could you please explain what the CAP is and what its mission is?
For our listeners out there, the Civil Air Patrol is the auxiliary of the United States Air Force. It's an all-volunteer force made up of citizens from all walks of life who want to contribute back to the community. It's an opportunity for both our youth, our cadets, and our senior members that would like to either participate in one of our three missions, aerospace education, our cadet program, and then our emergency services mission.
Okay, and emergency services, I guess that's the one that kind of jumps out at people. That's when you have an airplane or a boat or the vehicle or something that's in trouble, and y'all go out and y'all help find them. Is that correct?
Correct, Obi. Our emergency services mission has historically been for missing aircraft, assisting the United States Coast Guard, all under auspices under the Air Force Rescue Coordination Center. In fact, Civil Air Patrol, along with being one of the largest operators of Cessna aircraft in the world, we are the largest fleet user, we participate and do 85% of the inland search and rescue in the United States. So when an aircraft comes up overdue, or an ELP is activated, we are part of the search and rescue system.
Okay, and that ELT, that's emergency locator transmitter, is that correct?
Correct. That is the beacon that is installed in aircraft, and then the version installed on boats, the EPIRB, we will also respond to those also in assistance to the United States Coast Guard.
Right, and I think one of the things important is this is for adults and this is for senior members, which are which are the adults, and for the youth also. And you've got a program just starting up this summer, and what do you call that program? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we are starting up a new campaign this summer called the Summer of Safety. The intent of that is to not only work within our organization, but to work external to bring a higher safety awareness in the missions that we do and advise the public how they can participate and work with us.
Okay, and I notice one of the things that your editor for the newspaper said there is talking about risk management on duty and off duty. But she talks about, now how does that work when you say you're trying to practice risk management on duty and off duty? What do you mean by that?
What we try to do is make sure that we have a culture of safety, and we look at what can affect our missions and what can affect our daily lives. For example, because we are an all-volunteered force for the Air Force, we have people that work their daily will work their daily job, and then might get a call them late in the evening to respond to a possible missing aircraft ELT search. So we have to blend both sets and go, well, with our risk management, what is your fatigue level? How many hours did you work? Are you still a viable asset for us at this point in time? Or do we need to go ahead and look to the next person so that way we're ensuring safety across the entire spectrum?
Okay. And how is the Civil Air Patrol promoting this, or what are y'all doing to promote this Summer of Safety, if you would, some of the items you're doing?
Well, some of the items, we've started with a safety awareness newsletter, which we're looking for participation from members of industry, members within the Civil Air Patrol, other members of aviation to help us look at how we can do that. We have our Facebook page, which you can like, the Florida Wing Civil Air Patrol Facebook, and we're putting the awareness that. The ability and to participate with you on this interview is another part of our campaign. And lastly, on our website, we're also promoting it. And some of the future endeavors we're looking at is to partner an upcoming seminar in June to be able to promote it again and talk to the public and to our own participants on how we can promote a better culture of safety.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the June event here in just a few minutes. And understand this newsletter, it's not just for adults, but it's for the youth, the cadets, and they're doing articles and videos and drawings and posters. I assume there's going to be contests or something like that, and then that it's something everybody can participate in, not only in the CAP portion of it, but also in the off-duty, I guess, if you would say. And one of the things I noticed about this is the safety or risk management is practiced. They're encouraging, like you said, a cultural change. So if mom and dad is going to the store or going out to do the yard or whatever, flying the airplane, that you need to take these things into consideration. In other words, it needs to be a daily life mode or change, if you would.
Yes. For example, Florida, we're surrounded by water.
Right.
One of our biggest sports, our kids go out and do water activities to make sure that they're looking that in consideration. And you hit real key, OB, on involving our cadets, our youth, because A, they're our future, and B, it's not just about our airplanes, but it's the whole of Civil Air Patrol and the whole of what we do. We have encouraged them because they are part of our external mission with aerospace education, also, again, involving them in our cadet programs. And we're looking for their input both in how do we best promote, what are some best practices, and how do we incorporate it throughout our daily life and our missions that we participate in.
Okay. We've been talking with Lieutenant Colonel Luis Garcia, who is the Chief of Staff for the Florida Wing for the Civil Air Patrol. And we'll be coming back with you in just 1 minute.
Now, let's rejoin O.B. Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Hello again. This is O.B. Young from Orlando, Florida, and we're talking once again with Lieutenant Colonel Luis Garcia, who is the Chief of Staff of the Florida Wing of the Civil Air Patrol. And we're talking about the Summer of Safety in the Civil Air Patrol. Now, we were talking on our break here just a minute. Is a CAP just in Florida, or where is it, Luis, and how does it work?
Well, O.B., the CAP is a nationwide organization. We're broken into wings. Every state is a wing. For example, we have the Florida Wing, the Georgia Wing. And then we have 8 geographic regions that administer a bulk of those wings. We're part of the Southeast region, which administers Puerto Rico, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. And then further up to our national headquarters of Maxwell Air Force Base. Civil Air Patrol has its foundations in 1941 with Fiorella LaGuardia and our civil defense mission, which spanned throughout World War II. And, in fact, our World War II generation right now is before Congress trying to get recognized for their World War II service. Additionally, we partner with the United States Air Force with our Air Force out of the House CAP-USAF, or Civil Air Patrol, United States Air Force, to be able to carry out the Air Force mission. They provide the Air Force administration of our funding and oversee how we participate in missions and how we can not only support the rest of the United States Air Force, but other external customers in the federal, state, and local communities. CAP, over the last 10 years in Florida alone, we participated in Hurricanes Katrina, Wilma, Rita. We've also whenever there's been a tornado, for example, we've provided disaster relief photos at the request of the state. When the state has had an exercise, we've been participants in it. So not only are we a local entity, but we are a national entity, and we will cross state boundaries and such as an organization to support, again, the United States Air Force missions and also our state and local governments in their disaster relief.
Well, I'm sure in Florida, disaster relief is very, very paramount because we're coming up in June with the beginning of hurricane season, and there's something else happening in June. I think June the 2nd in St. Augustine, we've got Destination Bahamas event, which part of that program is talking about search and rescue over water flying. And I understand that y'all are going to be up there in force. Is that correct?
Yes, we are, Obi. What we're looking to do on that event is, again, partner with industry and have an ability to talk to the public. For example, we do participate in some overwater search and conduction with the United States Coast Guard.
Right.
To give advisory to the pilots and saying, well, here are some precautions you can take, how the search and rescue system would work should they have an emergency or have a call out. And then also we'll have some of our equipment on display. We're anticipating having our Cessna 182 glass cockpit aircraft, which are our newest generation of search aircraft that the Air Force has purchased for us, and we'll have those on display and available for the public to see how we're equipped and how we can respond to them.
That's wonderful. And you'll have hopefully some young people or cadets out there, and they can answer questions if they want to get involved locally. I believe they have a squadron there at St. Augustine. Hopefully they'll have some folks out there, so if they have some people interested in participating in the CAP, either on the senior member or the cadet level, that they can answer those questions. And I'm sure you'll have brochures and everything about the organization also, right?
Yes, sir. Definitely we're going to have our cadets out there, and if you're from the age of 12 to 18 and you're interested in the cadet program, that's a prime opportunity to come out, meet cadets that have been working within the Civil Air Patrol, have an opportunity to join, talk to them about how you can give to the community, what you can learn from the program. The Civil Air Patrol, it's not about getting a cadet into the military, but giving them a foundation of discipline, giving them a foundation of knowledge and how they can take those skills and apply them later in life. Many of our cadets have gone on to being leaders in industry, leaders in their community. So we definitely welcome the cadets there. Additionally, we'll have brochures and information available for any senior member that would like to join from 18 and above that would like to be part of the program. And we're happy to field any questions. Additionally, if anybody would like to look us up on the web, look us up at www.flwg.us.
Okay, say that again one more time.
Our website is www.flwg.us.
Okay, flwg.us. Okay,
yes,
and that's for information about the Florida Wing Civil Air Patrol.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sure we'll hear some more about the Bahamian fly-in up there. That's going to be out at Galaxy Aviation at St. Augustine Airport. And I believe Elliot Menzer is promoting that along with the folks there at Galaxy Aviation. And there'll be food and drink for everybody. There's information about flying to the islands, overwater flying. And, of course, we have a presenter up there who is going to be speaking about going back and forth to the island, the procedures through customs and immigration and FAA requirements. And, of course, we're going to be talking about search and rescue and overwater flying with different vendors there and the CAP, of course, who are the experts. And if you get out there and get in trouble, then they will be there. And we're talking with Colonel Luis Garcia, who is the Chief of Staff for the Florida Wing, about the Summer of Safety. And how long is this Summer of Safety going to last, and is it just in Florida?
Obi, the initial campaign is going to be the 90 days over, covering the entire spectrum of summer. It is starting in Florida, but we're working with our partners within the Southeast region. As I mentioned, we have our fellow states, and they're looking at some of what we're doing to also adapt to continue their safety culture awareness to their members within Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi. Additionally, after the summer is over, we still are going to be promoting our next wave because, again, safety doesn't just stop on a date, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go out swimming in the summertime and you're nice and warm and everything, and then it gets cold weather and you go out there and swim in that same lake or pool, all of a sudden things have changed. So aviation is like that. So it's each one of the seasons. So perhaps we can have some more information as the year goes along. Of course, as we are going into summer, and the weather is a big factor here, so you listeners, be sure and pay attention. Check with flight service, check with your iPods and all that technical information that you can get from the Internet nowadays. It's a massive amount of information. And we've been talking with Luis Garcia, who is the Chief of Staff for the Florida Wing of Civil Air Patrol, about the summer safety. Luis, thanks so much for calling in and talking with us about the summer safety, and looking forward to seeing you on June the 2nd.
I really appreciate it, Obie, and I look forward to seeing you in June.
Okay, see you later. And it's Obie Young signing off. See you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.